Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Wow, we got a lot of calls today, Jimmy, and time has flown by. We just have a few minutes left before I ask you to close in prayer. But one thing you said in the book is that to go through life without focus is like chopping wood with a blunt blade. And make the case for this one word thing and kind of unpack that statement, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's no question. I mean, nobody wants to do work that's not going to result in something good, you know. So when you're chopping down a tree, if you've ever done this, and I have done this, when you're chopping with a blunt axe, you are working really hard and not making a lot of progress. And this idea of being focused, narrowing your focus, letting God speak to you, give you a word through which you can filter your life through for that year, gives you incredible laser-like focus and makes the things that you do far more productive and effective. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to waste a lot of time and energy. You know, I want to be focused. I want to be effective. I know that life is short. You know, sometimes days are long, but life is short.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to take advantage of it. So this idea, we've seen it for 15-plus years now. And the exciting thing, Susie, is this. We're seeing schools do it. We've launched it in schools, elementary all the way through college. We've seen sports teams use it. We've seen businesses, entire businesses use it. We've seen families transformed because they've become aware of what God wants to do in them and through them this year. And incredible life change, incredible impact in multiple dimensions.
So for that person listening today who says, I don't even really know where to start, what are just a couple questions he could ask himself to get a sense of what God's word is for him?
Yeah, I think the great starting place is to look in, right? It's this idea of slowing down, you know, take a couple of hours, take an hour of just quiet contemplation where you can get rid of all the distraction and noise and ask God, hey, what do I need? You know, what do I need most this year, Lord? A second question might be, what needs to go? And then a third question might be, what's in my way? What's preventing me from discovering your will for my life right now? And when you do those, when you ask those three questions, God will speak to you. And then your final question might be this, what do you want to do in me and through me this year? And as God starts to reveal those things, you just get a pen and paper and you start writing down words.
Hmm.
And God will make it very clear to you what that word is for the year.
Yeah, so good, because he doesn't want this to be a guessing game. He wants to unveil his plan. So, Jimmy, it's just always an honor to have you with us. Love this time so much. Would you just pray for that person who is maybe kind of at a standstill and wants to get a sense of what God has for him next year?
Sure. Father, we're thankful for this time and for those that are listening that may be contemplating what word you might have for them for this year. Lord, we just pray that you would give them quiet moments, that you would quiet their spirit and their thinking, and that you would speak very clearly to them about the word that you would have for them for this year. Lord, I just pray that that you would do the supernatural, that it would be clear, and that you would do incredible things through those who find this word and discover it and live it out and share it with others this year.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.